expected to continue Friday morning. Our international affairs editor, Armin Georgian, joins me on set now. Armin, now we were just seeing in that report, what is it exactly that Yatsenyuk's resignation means for the crisis in Ukraine?
Well, firstly, concerning the laws that he was condemning Parliament for not passing, those pertain to paying salaries. So he said he could no longer pay doctors, teachers, he couldn't pay for new rifles or fuels to carry out the military operation in eastern Ukraine. And the second main issue was energy. That's to say, he said Parliament's failure to pass these laws meant that, yes, the country could no longer fill its gas storages in order to, quote, free ourselves from our dependence on Russian gas, unquote. And presumably what this means is that on both of those issues, on salaries being paid and on the energy issue, there's going to be limbo until at least until those elections are held this autumn. Now, elections were a key demand of the pro-European activists, the whole so-called Euromaidan movement. They really wanted elections to happen. That was one of their demands last year when the old regime was still in power. But of course, things have changed radically since then. Now the country is wracked by this insurgency in the east, and I suppose the larger question has to be, what effect do new elections have in terms of bringing that conflict any closer to a conclusion, or indeed in resolving this gas dispute with Russia?